Rav Cook, Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak Kohen Cook, who was born in 1865 and passed away in 1935, was Bekitzur, the leading sage of our epoch. He's the Gadol Hador. It's a phrase used to describe the rabbi who's the main rabbi of the generation of the time, who's really here to clarify for us the significance of what's happening around us and to direct us towards what is the next step in the evolution of our relationship with the Torah and Israel and he was that being. He was early on in his youth recognized to be an extraordinary light, and he basically came to integrate complete mastery of the entire Torah tradition. He was widely recognized as the leading scholar of the time, with what is described as a state of personal enlightenment, constant dveikut, connection, cleaving to the Creator. And so he really integrated a whole gestalt that not many people did, and through that came to create in many ways, a new language of Torah, in the sense that he spoke about things. He was the first one to speak in Hebrew in that world, and became an extraordinary master of the Hebrew language, and as such offered a completely new creative voice that finds its greatest expression in his poetry, as I came to discover in my own journey through his writings.
What was his relationship to modernity in the non-Jewish world?
Well, he was a universalist in the sense that he understood that the Jewish people are here to participate in the great planetary unfolding and the return to the Garden of Eden, and so he really saw current events and the modern world and the unfolding of history as leading towards that, and said explicitly that as the children of Israel return to their full selves in the land of Israel, we'll also be able to return to our full selves as citizens of the planet and contribute to the well-being of all humanity.
Okay, let's go back a minute. To your connection, your involvement, what drew you to Rav Cook? How did you come to hear about him, know about him, and so on?
I first, when I was doing workshops at Beit HaTfutzot in Tel Aviv in the late 70s, the Diaspora Museum in Tel Aviv, I found a quote of his that I used as part of a workshop on Jewish identity. And the quote was that our strong commitment to assure the continuity of Judaism with its ideas, patterns of behavior, and its corporate self on its own land stems from the widespread recognition by our people that we still have a long distance to travel in order to complete what we began. And then he continues a little later in the essay, only a people that has finished what it started can descend from the stage of history when its vision has already been fully disclosed to the world. To begin and not to finish, this is not in accordance with the rhythm in existence. To return the world to this state of harmony in which love is the primary motive for our behavior, love for each other, love for the planet, love for life, and that we basically the messianic vision of living in peace and harmony and well-being. We're powerful actors in that unfolding. It's a lot of what his teaching is about was to become comfortable with that, become aware and comfortable with our role in the cosmos as the, not because we're better in any particular way, but in a sense as the descendants of Avraham, who was a pagan, not Jewish, and he wasn't, there was nothing Jewish about Avraham. It was a universal recognition that he came to, and we're here to share it. There's another, in the same essay he speaks about Abraham, we imagine the suffering of the great soul of the spiritual giant, the soul of Avraham. How embittered it is realizing that the happiness, the light intended for all, for every living being, for every soul. Abraham heard the vast realm of the divine calling to existence, be illuminated, calling to every particular being, fill yourselves with happiness, greatness, loftiness, peace, good strength, love, and delight. And that's what we're here to do, is to live in that consciousness and in that mode of action, and then we'll see extraordinary unfoldings in every realm of the world, and before we know it, we'll have to say, oh, this is the Garden of Eden. You know, the day when everybody in Africa and everyone also experiences that, we'll know we're really there. So the next question is, with that is, what is our tool for bringing about the planetary fixing? We have many, many tools, but primary and maybe at the core of all of our tools is our desire for good, that each human being has a real inner, innate desire for good. And when that finds its highest and purest expression, we'll be able to be extraordinary agents of good and thus transform anything not good back to its source in good. And he wrote a poem about that. It's called Hatzofe Letova, the one who seeks the good. And it's interesting because it also ends with the Hebrew words Ba'asher Hu Sham, which are the words that when God heard Ishmael crying in the desert after he'd been put out by Avraham at the behest of Sarah, when Ishmael and Hagar were in the desert, and it said God heard the cries of Ishmael, Ba'asher Hu Sham, because he is there, meaning because Ishmael is there, because God is there with the cries of those who are cast out and hungry and thirsty. And we did this poem in two versions. We did it in the English version and the Hebrew version, the original Hebrew version. But maybe for the listeners right now, let's put on the English version, the first cut on the CD. Good that I desire, her broad expanses entrance me, her lips, her roses I kiss, her glorious vision exalts me. Absolute good, without limitation, without end, constriction, or boundary, that does not separate from anyone alive. Good for me and for all. Good without bad or tightness. Good full of pleasure for all. Full of tranquility without anxiety. Good forever. Good right now. Good for every people and nation. For all who seek for the good and not for the bad and the light
and the delight as the one is there.
One of the things very striking here, Yitzhak, is the music, the style of music you've chosen as your accompaniment, as your background. Why this music?
Well, because it's actually more than background. It's part of the conversation. As a chassid of Reb Shlomo, Zichrono Levracha, Shlomo Karlbach, who said, you know, who showed us that Torah and music are inextricably wound together. I've been for a while exploring, you know, presenting these poems with music. And then a number of years ago, 2 years ago, in a festival in Toronto, I saw Greg Wall and the later Prophets playing their music, and which was based, it was a jazz concert based on the Ta'amim, the musical notations of the Book of Yechezkel, Book of Ezekiel. And that's their previous CD that's out on Tzaddik Records. And I went up to Greg after the concert and you know, told him how blown away I was. When I was watching it, I felt like the only way I could understand is this must have been what it was like when John Coltrane was blowing. He has, you know, he's a very deep music, very deep and large music. And so I went up to him and with the book of poetry of the Rav Kook poems that I have with me, and I said to him, "Hey, I'm looking for the music in these poems. Do you want to help me?" And he said, "Sure. What are you talking about?" And then I explained to him and I showed him some of the poetry and I showed up that summer in Brandeis where he was a musical director at a program. And we did a show together with, you know, just sort of on the spot of the poems. And out of that decided, let's continue. And last year I traveled to New York and recorded with Greg and Shai Bachar, who's a Yerushalmi, who's been living in New York for a long time. He's a keyboard piano player. So Greg and Shai and there's Dave Richards and Aaron Alexander, who are all sort of tzaddik recording artists. That's the band, and then we went into the studio together, and this is what came out of that. Oh yes, I have the perfect cut. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because on the CD there are two nigunim that Rav Kook composed, that they share, and they're very special. Well, the nigun, they were sung as nigunim, and there's a story attached to each one of when he began to sing this nigun, under what circumstances. They're actually quite heavy stories. One of them is in the aftermath of the massacres in Hebron, the 1929 pogroms. And one of them, there's no recording of him as far as I know, and I'm trying to took this from the musical notes, that notation that was in the back of one of the books in Hebrew about his teachings on the calendar. There's a page with these nigunim notated, and we use that as the source. But there are in the Rav Kook world people that know these melodies.
Can you tell us a little bit about this recording company? Do you have what to share with us about that?
Are you kidding? So this is Tzadik Records, which is, you know, it's CEO or the president is John Zorn's project, and John Zorn is the Masada ensemble, and he's sort of been on for a long time at the forefront of the avant-garde jazz world. He's the recipient of a MacArthur grant, which is like one of those genius grants a couple of years ago. And he's had this label called Tzadik for, I think, since the mid-90s. And they're really the home for a lot of extraordinary creativity. Some of it, you know, sort of the far edges of the avant-garde world. And it's, they're on the web, and you can go and see the range of things. www.tzadik. TZ, right, a Canadian Z, TZADIK, tzadik.com, and John Zorn.
We can find the CD there?
Yes, you can.
And the CD is called?
It's called Ha'orot,
which means?
The Lights of Rav Kook, is the implication. And its official title is Ha'orot, The Lights of Rav Kook, by Greg Wall's Later Prophets, featuring Rabbi Yitzchak.
Like I said before, the thing that I've read of Rav Kook that I found most inspiring is his, I don't know if it's a poem or it's a paragraph of sorts.
The Shir Merubah, the unfolding, the fourfold song is how it's translated. It's based on a statement in the Zohar, which says the divine name, Yud Ke Vav Ke, and then it says Shir Merubah. It's a fourfold song, implying that it's an unfolding. It's Yud, Yud He, Yud He Vav, Yud He Vav He. And that's the unfolding. And based on that, Rav Kook wrote an extraordinary poem. I mean, it's taken from his diaries. This was found in his spiritual diaries, and Shir Merubah, and we have a version of it in which we weave together the Hebrew and the English. Shir Merubah, the fourfold song. Yud, Yud Hey, Yud Hey Vav, Yud Hey Vav Hey. Yeshu shar shirat nafsho, uvenafsho hu motze et hakol, et melo hasipuk haruchani bemiluo. There is that part of us that sings the song of ourselves. Ourselves, we find everything, our full spiritual satisfaction. Ve'yeshu shar shirat ha'uma, then there is that part of us which sings the song of our own people. We leave the circle of our individual self,
finding it without sufficient breath, without an idealistic basis. We aspire toward the heights, attaching ourselves with a gentle love to the whole community of Israel. Together with her, we sing her songs. We feel grieved in her afflictions and delight in her hopes. We contemplate noble and pure thoughts about her past and her future, probe with love and wisdom her inner spiritual essence. ויש אשר עוד תתרחב נפשו עד שיוצא ומתפשט מעל גבול ישראל לשיר את שירת האדם. And then there is that part of us that reaches toward more distant realms. We go beyond the boundary of Israel and sing the song of humankind. Our spirit extends to the wider vistas of the majesty of all humankind, aspiring towards our collective goal, looking forward to our higher perfection. אשר עוד מזה למעלה ברוחב יתנשא עד שמתאחד עם כל היקום כולו. ואם כולם אומר שירה, then there is that part of us that rises toward wider horizons. We link ourselves with all existence, with all God's creatures, with all worlds, and we sing our songs with all of them. אשר עולה עם כל השירים הללו ביחד באגודה אחת, כולם נותנים את קולותיהם, כולם יחד מנימים את זמריהם, וזה נותן לזה לשת וחיים. And then there is that part of us that rises with all these songs in one ensemble. We all join our voices. We sing our songs with beauty, each one lending vitality and life to the other. Songs of joy and gladness, songs of jubilation and celebration, songs of ecstasy and holiness. Kol sason וכל שמחה, כל צהלה וכל רינה, כל חדווה וכל קדושה. Thank you. Shirat HaNefesh, Shirat HaUmah, Shirat HaAdam, Shirat HaOlam. The song of ourself, the song of our people, the song of humankind, the song of all the worlds. Merge in us at all times and every hour. And this full comprehensiveness rises to become the song of holiness, the song of El, the song of Israel. Hatmimut hazot b'milua hola hi liyot shirat kodesh, shirat El, shirat Israel. Israel, Shir El, a simple song, a twofold song, a threefold song, a fourfold song. It is the song of songs of Solomon, in whom is peace. It is the song of the sovereign, in whom is wholeness. Israel, Shir El, Shir Pashut, Shir Kaful, Shir Meshulash, Shir Meruba, Shir Hashirim, Asher Leshlomo, Lemelech, Shahashalom, Shalom.
There is the one who sings the song of their own life, in themselves finding their full spiritual satisfaction. And then there is, it's Yeshu who shar Shirat HaUmah. There's the one who sings the song of his people. And I also like to think of it that there's that part of us in which we sing the song of our own people. We leave our individual self and join together with the whole community of Israel. Together with her, we sing her songs, feel grieved in her afflictions, delight in her hopes. And then there is that part of us that reaches toward more distant realms. We go beyond the boundary of Israel to sing the song of humankind. Our spirit extends to the wider vistas of the majesty of all of humankind. We aspire toward our general goal, and we look forward towards our collective higher perfection. And then there is that part of us that rises toward wider horizons until we link ourselves with all existence, with all God's creatures, with all worlds, and we sing our songs, our song, with all of them. And these are songs of joy and gladness, songs of jubilation and celebration, songs of ecstasy and holiness. And then he continues, he concludes this particular piece with the song of the self, the song of the people, the song of humankind, the song of the world, all merge in us at all times, in every hour. And this full comprehensiveness rises to become the song of holiness, the song of God, the song of Israel. And then he interjects here, the name Israel stands for Shir El. If you take the yud of the first letter of Israel and move it over so that it's you transpose the first two letters of the word Israel, the word Israel becomes Shir El, the song of God. And that's what he's explaining us, that for Israel to be the song of God, then it needs to be the one in which we're involved in our own lives, in the lives of our people, in the lives of all humankind, and in the lives of all, in the life of all existence, to be truly Israel. And he concludes by saying that the Israel is Shir El, the song of God, a simple song, a twofold song, a threefold song and a fourfold song, the songs of Solomon, the song of the sovereign in whom is wholeness, Shir Hashirim Leshlomo, Lemelech Shehashalom Shelo. I'm performing and presenting this material in various contexts. Here in Israel, I've been crafting it with a variety of musicians, and I'm in the process of creating a band that I can really do this with. What is wonderful about doing it here is I've been doing it with young Israelis, for the most part not religious. who are really deeply into jazz. There's an extraordinary renaissance of music among the Israelis here. There's so many, all the guys who had been doctors and lawyers in the last generation are musicians in Israel now. And I've been connecting with many of them, and it's a delight to do this with them because they're hearing the Hebrew and they're understanding the Hebrew, and thus musically they can really participate in the conversation with me. And so we're performing in Israel, and hopefully have opportunities to perform with Greg and Shai and the later prophets in North America and Europe. And my goal in doing this is to share the light of Rav Kook. It's come clear to me that we have an extraordinary light here all spiritual seekers will find of great value and helpfulness. And so I really want to share that widely, and I look forward to doing that. Where you can get information about getting the CD at www.haorot.org.
Thank you.
Toda rabba.